Finally, friends abroad asked me if there is a possibility to understand what we are talking on our podcast about. So finally, we have Alex.
All the decoration on the floor, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you hold, start to hold up, even up, up, mm-hmm. up, I mean, it suddenly became, you know, like living and mm-hmm. a part of the mm-hmm. environment.
And then you just turn to them, then they know, okay, he needs to talk to you and he needs to ask something.
No any disturbance for
yeah.
you. And
I was like, mm-hmm. perfect.
Everybody said that this cinema world in French is really, when you're friendly, when you make good job, it's really easy for you mm-hmm. to progress.
Tarkst. Mm-hmm. Hello. Bonsoir, bonsoir, monsieur.
Bonsoir, Sergei.
Nice to see you.
Me too, happy.
Happy, happy to
welcome.
See
the
podcast yeah. happening.
Yeah, this is Cepo Darbo, the podcast about filmmaking and not only. It's after work. We call it after work talk. So Alex, Midi, Sergei, and Jonas.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
No, we know already each other.
First podcast in English.
Yeah, finally. Mm-hmm. Finally, friends abroad asked me if there is a possibility to understand what we are talking on our podcast about. So finally, we have Alex, so we can talk in English.
One French speaking English.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I hope you can manage between French and English language. So.
Yeah, no worries. I will yeah. try my best. And.
So the point is to honor everyone who is working in film industry and mm-hmm. Live broadcast. So you've been working on both.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So for us, it's very important to show how many amazing people are behind the camera, and you never see them. They're
exactly.
usually hiding. We are shy, usually. We're not sitting in front of lights. So, who are you, Alex?
Well, who explains? Long, long way, you know, to the top. I want to say, no joke. I born in a hardware shop from start. I mean, it's my first experience with technical, with experiment, mm-hmm. you know, to build things, to like tools, like everything to understand how, you know, everything works mm-hmm. for, I mean, decoration. This mm-hmm. is for what we're speaking today. But so my dad, yeah, was hardware owner. Mm-hmm. So I bought a shop with screwdriver, material, everything. And I get early, a very good test for experiment mm-hmm. to build, to do everything. What I couldn't do, couldn't buy. I built by myself, finally. To mm-hmm.
And which part of France you're from?
So my origin is from Normandy and Brittany. My mom from Brittany, my dad from Normandy. But I spent all my life in Paris suburbs, mm-hmm. about 8 kilometers from Paris mm-hmm. Centrum. Happy life, mm-hmm. nothing special to say. So yeah, I grew up with school, with everything. And yeah, just start yeah some studies about tourism. Mm-hmm. So tourism. The reason, yeah, I yeah. have... maybe more skilled than normal mm-hmm. French about English.
Yeah, usually it's a nightmare there.
Hard to find, yeah.
yeah.
And after these studies, yeah, I directly go to wood diploma. Yes, like carpenter and joiner. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think this first job opened my eyes about possibility mm-hmm. to build, to create something and mm-hmm. to make.
Were your teachers inspiring? So you can do a shout out to someone? Ah, if they...
Mr. Bonafou, Mr. Rio. Good job.
Inspiring. Yeah.
yeah. Was really good teacher. I got really good guys and really nice people. Mm. Yeah. Really respectful and funny and everything. Mm. You need to learn good condition. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And after you finished it, you worked in industry first before going to cinema? Or how was it? What was the transition for you to jump?
Really strange move because at this moment, it was many old carpenter style and they let you do just the bad things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they destroy, you know, your mood about motivation, everything. Mm-hmm. So I was also a musician in this period. Mm-hmm. So I decide to get just explain the job to win money, to get mm-hmm. money.
Yeah, to survive, yeah.
Uh-huh. And get independence to make our music with my band. We had a job like this. So I work in airport in Paris. Orly Airport, South mm-hmm. Big Airport.
Orly?
Yeah. The South one. Mm-hmm. And after Orly, I start to work for a computer company, 5 years. And then swimming pool.
Many, many jobs.
Yeah, and then again with my dad so many years. So again, you know, many things to do. And after, just work for like Bendrija, you know, in Lithuania. Like Bendrija is like
a community.
Yeah, organization for the flats and everything. And then old friend of me introduced me to cinema. One day he said, look, if you want, I'm part of a good team, really good team, decoration team. And he said, maybe it's your time to try now. And because he knew my skills and he knew what I'm doing every day, he saw it and said, wow. So he said, let's try. And I said, of course.
That's
and
it.
Yeah, I met first time, my first boss was really amazing guy who make crazy things. He's quite famous in French. Pierre Pell.
Monsieur Pierre.
Big kiss, Monsieur Pierre.
Pierre.
Really good guy. Well, incredible guy. Amazing. Mm-hmm. He's coming with one small bag, you know. And 1 hour after, you have full set decoration ready and let's go. Mm-hmm. Crazy guy. And yeah, really amazing personality. And all my life, I will be, you know.
Grateful, yeah, to these people.
Yeah, he opened my mind. You know, some people you meet sometimes for music or for creation, they open your mind one side, they have like magical screwdriver and they turn one. And suddenly you realize your possibility, your skills and what you can to do. Really good, you know, people to introduce.
So in other words, there are a lot of risk for you to turn away from cinema if the people you meet would be assholes.
I don't think, because it's him was really, you know, the on pole position was Pierre. But I had also quickly good contact. I have natural
talker.
Yeah, easy relationship with people. So I got fast, even the first days of my this first job, I had already small contact, small discuss. And everybody said that this cinema world in French is really, when you're friendly, when you make good job, it's really easy for you to progress and to meet people. And every time you make one work, you will meet 10, 20, 30 people. And if they like your job, they will call you by themselves. They will say, okay, this guy. So I got this chance, you know, to start fast.
How many years you worked in decoration department in France?
At least 10 years.
10 years experience.
Quite exactly 10 years. After I got another experience after cinema, because I had skill for decoration, for ideas, for everything. So I worked a few years for horse competition, cross country, it's called in England. Mm-hmm. And I start in French for new boss, what took me to make building everything.
Yeah.
And then I went in England 2 years.
Yes, exactly.
With my other boss in England, Dominique. Really nice guy, smart guy, intelligent. And one of the most building company in the UK, I think on the top three, is really, and in the world also, really.
And what was the turn visiting Lithuania and staying now here in Klaipėda?
About my living in Klaipėda?
Yes.
Wow.
No. It's a turning point, because many people were asking what a French man is doing in Klaipėda. Is he a sailor? I said, no, he's not a sailor. He's a decorator.
Oh, to be honest, about 98% of people in Lithuania ask me, what you doing here, you know? Nobody understand, and I just said to them, I really love Lithuania, I feel really good here. I like this city, I like this country, I like people, they not lie. Can be cold first time when you come and you see people not say thank you when you let them pass with the car or something, but they don't think less than they show, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to England or French, or the smile is quite easy and maybe not think too much deeply, but
just here. Like a face mask of
ice face.
Yeah.
Iceman, like in Top Gun movie, you know.
Nice.
This is side of Lithuania. Yeah. Maverick would be French or England, Iceman would be Lithuanian guy. Yeah.
How did you come here? What brought you to Lithuania?
So I knew a Lithuanian girl from 25 years now. She's one of my friends, he married with her. So long time ago in French, I know her. So I know Klaipėda. Many times Klaipėda.
She's from Klaipėda, yeah?
Yeah, a few friends went also here, maybe 15 years before me to explore. For us, it was east side, you know, like, wow. And she present me, it's a friend of her, is actually my wife. We're not married, but respect like wife, you know. And so we met in French in the party for my friend's birthday. And we start relationship from 11 years now. And we got a kid also. So I have small Majuka.
Majukas.
Manu, small Thomas. Yeah, yeah.
Thomas.
Really happy about this. And but it's, really strange because everybody not understand why the French go to Lithuania and not Lithuanian girl go to French. Yeah. But I said I will adapt. I love the cold.
It was a kind of a miracle that we meet many people. So for me, it was something special when I met you first. Mm. We met during the summer in a kind of professional diving company that are welding and putting concrete and measuring and doing a lot of things underwater. Very serious. I tried 1 week to work there. So that's where I met Alex.
Incredible meeting, yeah.
Yeah, so for me as well, it was the first introduction to professional diving because I have experience in recreational diving where I see dolphins, sharks and blah, blah. Boring shit. And suddenly I can see construction, the metal and concrete and all these beautiful things underwater that you see like this.
Yeah, I remember this. And it was exactly
like this,
meeting,
murky, and you don't see anything down there, but you have to do this hard job. So shout out to the company. Thank you, guys. You introduced us.
Egidius,
Achu. And we've been working outside, helping the crane to put the piece of metal underwater. And we were responsible for giving ropes down there and hoses with the air. And while we are doing it, it's sometimes you have 5 minutes of nothing at all. So we were starting to chit-chat because I found out he's from France. And suddenly we clicked on some, I don't remember what exactly topic, but I started to understand that he's from cinema, I'm cinema. What the fuck we are doing here in the port?
We could found each other.
Yeah, and then we did a short clip for this company. And then we understood that we can do much better and much bigger projects.
Many things together.
And I invited Alex for my first private producing project about COVID vaccine for elders.
With our dear Alexandras.
Alexandras, Alexandras, the actor from...
Who died last year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Alexandras, if you hear us.
Yes, we are grateful too. Mm-hmm. So I invited Alex to be set decorator to prepare all the...
Small things.
Small things, but a lot of small things.
Yeah, interesting was it. Yeah, for me was free recreational a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, serious in the happening, but funny for the quantity of decoration stuff, you know.
So I was surprised that finally our team is small, but we have very professional team and everyone is responsible for their own department. And since then, everything changed for me. Because when you have people who have experience and good technique, how to fix quickly and use brain... usually people don't like to use their brain, but Alex is the master of using it.
To enter to your process also. I mean, this is for me really important that you're director and we don't need to be too much polite or something. You just need to react and to be here and to think, like you said. And it's interesting to see, even for small project, how we can manage, like you said, together and just... You could say like this, you never done, right?
First time,
But you could do like me, you know, like, Alex, jump, do this or something, like my boss was doing in England.
Exactly.
And I will do without any emotion because I know it's just for job, for result, and we need to be here for this and react and do maximum and not lose time, adapt to director needs, requests, wish.
You know what impressed me with our first day of shoot in Shilute? We found beautiful Prussian house. And we didn't get permission to go shoot inside, but outside we were allowed. And it was a scene where grandfather is going through his garden and picks up the apples. Mm-hmm. So first, Alex brought a lot of apples with leaves on them.
From my wife's garden,
garden. And I said, we have a problem. All the apples are already gone. So he placed a lot of apples under the trees. Said, it would be great just to have a few shots when grandfather is just taking an apple from the tree and just click, slack, and put it in his basket. Alex, un moment, out, comes back with a fishing line and fixes me 3-4 apples on the tree or to the branch. And then, voila, we have a shot where he takes the apples straight and you don't see the line, fishing line.
Et voilà le travail.
Yeah.
Like we say in French.
Because Alex likes fishing, so of course he had fishing line always, in his car.
Always fishing line and, in the box. It's one of the most.
And I was like, wow, this is something special that I never been open to the creator who can fix that quickly. The solution is right there. Yeah.
This is one secret of decoration that I learned in these 10 years. It's, for example, in all my stuff, you know, I have many tools, everything, but the biggest keys I have, I call these keys, it's my name, my organization, but I call it accroche. It's mean in English like a hook or hole. So I have inside like double tape, you know, I have ropes, I have like this ventouse for the glass, you know, that you make.
Like a grip?
Yeah, it's a grip could be grip. Grip, yeah. A grip name for this case because it's all the decoration on the floor, it's nothing. But if you hold, start to hold up, even up, 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 I mean, it's suddenly became, you know, like living and a part of the environment. So it's, I learned this, I'm happy to have these big keys help me every time. So I have full of things in these keys, is for me like gold, even more than a grasht or drill or or hammer or something. It's hammer you have.
You need to apply power there. You just need some sticky material or clipping.
Yeah.
Pardon.
Oh, it's wine. No. Yeah. Maybe more wine.
Yes, exactly.
Excuse us. We have.
Excuse-moi.
Job to do. Excusez-nous. Nous sommes en conférence.
Conference.
Conference.
Beautiful. And another impressive level that I was really surprised is atmosphere on the set when finally you have no interruption from the team members. They are waiting for you to, and they know that you are now doing a lot of calculation in your head what is important for this moment, and then you just turn to them, then they know, okay, he needs to talk to you and he needs to ask something.
No any disturbance for you. And
I was like, perfect. Nobody giving me ideas because ideas are already here.
Minimum speaking.
Minimum speaking, yeah.
And not like, hey, phone. Yeah, yeah, because it's also disturbing.
And Alex was not on the phone, not sitting, hiding somewhere far away. He was always in, we were shooting in Alexandra's Chernai Sode, small summer house. And we redesigned it. Visually, we removed a lot of stuff and placed other stuff, put the picture frames, and to make this look like grandfather.
But by chance, we have a lot of stuff there already present on the wall, on the So it's also a lesson I learned from the decoration.
Use what is there.
Yeah, and many times, to be honest, I not understood choice from the director or from production to say, let's go to empty place. Yeah, let's, you know, so let's bring everything from decoration. But when you bring all this in the empty place, so it's mean logistic, it's mean renting, it's mean even sofa, you know, you need to bring sofa, you need to think how to bring sofa. And many times I was really angry, you know, honestly, not because they asked me work, because it's quite good money in French cinema, to be honest, but you know, you think why they not use natural things and choose better, make more time to choose. Because to go to visit place before to shoot.
Like scouting, yeah?
Yeah, it's like four people in one car, you know. It's just gasoline, check, call people, organize. But when you need all team, when you need install, it's like 3-4 days before to prepare the things, to logistic, to go, to rent things. And suddenly, you know, for small things, you start to spend a lot of money. And I not see any, you know, interesting things on this. Okay, result can be perfect. But why? Why not choose first?
Location, right?
Yeah, with quite 80%.
Oh, bravo, bravo, you, and, that you mentioned this.
And you secure money, because not for just because we want money, just because you secure for next. And put the money when you really need to effect or to things really amazing. But not spend money to make salons, you know, salon. Everybody have salon. Like that, maybe 300,000 house here. You can find perfect salon you want. Just need prepare before, and Yeah, but scouting. Good experience in this place. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, no. Yeah.
Because it was a place where actor lived, so it's his home, summer home.
Feels better.
And, there was a lot of memories, so a lot of objects that belonged to him and his wife. So we always asked permission to move certain things, and we made pictures and returned it back to the place in order. Yeah, it was amazing experience just working with Alex and
Dima,
shout out again.
Love us, Dima.
Yeah. So it was
an emotional moment also, because you had this nice idea for me. You know, this small movie we made, maybe by dimension was not so big movie, but I remember that I got emotion, you know, tears coming, you know, because I see this guy, you know, with a granddaughter, I think, from Vilnius, was supposed to call him during the real shoot you done.
Yeah, yeah.
In real time.
Him. Yeah, real.
This is genius idea for me, you know. Mm. This is, for me, a real director idea that you can change everything on the feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Because his first time, I think, he was using this iPad, and first time he used in the place during shooting, and suddenly he see and realize that it's so easy, you know, to shoot, to call and to get somebody in real, and this was amazing.
Mm. I did it by instinct, because I didn't have experience, and we had Marius as well, shout out Marius, who said, you don't need this for actors, they're professional actors, you don't need to do real calls with real humans, they will just say the line they need to say, or put their emotions in the scene. But we did call his granddaughter, because during the scenario, the screenplay, he's supposed to be granddaughter. So we called the real granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And she is living in France, south of France.
Yeah, she's with French guy living in South France.
Exactly. And Alex later sat down with her and communicated in French. So he was like as well, having good time.
Really nice people.
Finally speaking really French. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now she was really good to remember. For
and then we stopped the call, and he made the scene without her, but it was fun.
He was anyway, really.
Yeah, he was already in the mood. Yeah, I think it was a highlight for me in the whole script, that it's emotional, because you are blocked by COVID back then.
Exactly.
So everyone is really missing each other, and finally realizing
so easy to
see her. For us, idea of this advertising for elders was that you don't need many words, you just need to save yourself for your grandchildren. That was the idea. So because by statistics, the department in this policlinica, they said that by statistics it's very bad. That elders don't go to get the vaccine from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to boost this awareness of this topic. So,
motivate people. Anyway.
So for us, it was important not to bullshit, not to say you need to go to do vaccine, but to go through the cinematic style.
The harsh story, something.
Story, yeah.
Simple, but
if you don't care about yourself, but you do care about other members of your family, and they love you, they want to see you alive. So for us, it was a really beautiful project. We are really happy.
Really nice.
So
for me too. No, it's a pleasure for me too. Not depends on the dimension of project, depends just on director ID and how many emotion you can put on this. But it worked, because I was near tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You see him like really, you know, and really nice guy was Alex. Yeah. Really nice.
So he's from old school actor Kagorta, or how I don't know the English word, but from this generation, let's say. I don't like this word, but from generation of the actors that they don't want you to shoot the scene and then leave. We stayed like 2 hours with him after everything was packed in the cars. He said, no, guys, you sit down and we have our lunch, and we put a little bit of schnapps and wine and, you know, whatever you like, or just the water. And please sit down with me. And so it was as well like you treat people as
adventure. Small adventure.
Yeah. So we worked with Alexander's one more time, the last time.
For your clip.
Yeah.
Fighting stories. So.
as well. We moved to this story that we worked with
Alice. I forgot this. Yeah. Funny that I just remember now that we had this idea. Yeah. But it's just we're speaking about ID now.
Yes. But it was Alex.
I was already away
in England. From England. You were in England at that time. You left. And we had the idea to make a small poetic kind of short film.
A whole movie.
About the karate. Because it's called martial arts. So for me, this word arts immediately, okay, we need to do something artsy. So I consulted with my oracle regarding the location, because the location had plasticine langai.
And funny, because
I hate them.
This place, what you select, the karate dojo, the place is, I see this place from first day I'm coming to Klaipeda. Because
you live there, eh?
Yeah, my wife's family living about 200 meters.
Sportininko?
Yeah. So each time I'm going to Maxima, you know, each time I pass this corner, and many times by night when the day go fast down, you see this karate, you know, big windows, and you can see through the kids, you know, training everything. And so I knew this place, but I never expect that one day you will make, you know, movie, something. You
We need to do a shout out to Diana. Diana Hachu.
Ah,
opportunity.
Yeah, we need to finish all the window, maybe.
I offered, but she said no, it's enough, the corner.
Budget, Diana, budget. Declaration secret.
Yeah.
Joke.
So I consulted Alex, and he sent me references to how the gym can look like. So it was beautiful Japanese style windows.
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny because when you call me and say, look, I want to make this dojo we call like a karate place. I want to make something, and honestly for me, you know, in 2 seconds, I get image in my head, like natural, you know, Matrix. You know, Matrix movie.
Everybody this is knows. How your brain works?
Yeah.
Immediately you get
I ideas. Immediately see Matrix, this big dojo empty, with all this small, you know, square, you know, wood parts with the white. Because for me, it's typical from Japanese. So karate, I don't know if it's Japanese or Chinese. Sorry for viewers. But anyway, it's, you know, the first impress was really, really about this Matrix movie.
The so, core. Yeah.
Yeah.
The core of the...
So do the importance to have movie culture sometimes to get reference instantly, you know. And so, yeah, I think you maybe 1-2 hours after, maybe I call you back and say...
Exactly. But it's not that you called me back, you explained me how to make them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an idea that everyone can throw to you. But he called and said, it's very easy. You go to Sanuke or Depot, you buy this shit, this, you glue them, you measure them, it should be okay, but blah, 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 a lot of info.
The shortest way to do I like to do things with a lot of cheap cost, honestly. I really, for me, the real challenge in decoration, in all...
Hollywood or not Hollywood, yeah?
Yeah, but from the first day, I'm in charge of my own, you know, decision for decoration. I knew that we economize thousand and thousand and thousand money with all people I met after who let me do things. And yeah, I'm really happy about it. I really like this. But for me, I can spend money and forget next day. But when I'm engaged for process like decoration, I like to...
Calculate, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, to not spend too much money for one decoration place and bring everything, like big logistics. Stupid. It's better use money for really special moment that you need to use in the movie, or that you not have too much choice. You need to make something like amazing. So... Yeah, this was the case with you in this IDs, because we just make remote, you know?
Exactly, they are far away. You were in England and I was in Klaipeda, and we were working with Sasha.
And other guy was in Stanley.
Yeah, we will do the big, big shout out to Konstantin.
Konstantin.
Who signed up for making it happen. So he took
he
the...
Good job.
He made very, very good job. So we were visiting location. He made measurements. We went to Senuke or Depot, checked the prices for the wood, brought back the price list, what we're going to invest to Diana. And she said, okay, it's in this budget. I'm fine. We can keep this decoration. I said, yeah, if you want, you can keep. But I will not do all the windows, because I would buy... Production, how a producer should think, you have a big gym which has 9 windows.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided by this budget, we cannot make decor to all windows. It's useless because you're going to shoot only on a corner. So it should be 1 window and 3 windows.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the angle of camera. So you don't show other windows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to stay in this area so we can minimize the budget. And she signed up and he organized.
He done a really good job, Constantine Bravo.
Yeah, amazing job. So he's watching our podcast and he shared it when it first came out. So
Bravo, Constantine, good job.
Yeah,
really good.
Constantine Sadovsky, if I'm not mistaken by surname, but Kostya, yeah, Achu, спасибо. And he made it in a few days,
mm-hmm.
slowly but surely. Made it happen.
And still there, because I'm still running this way. Huh?
Yeah.
Now it's still in place, you know, you still have this effect on these few windows and still works.
Because other locations were natural locations around Klaipeda, and this location we wanted to put all our budget, because other locations no need to rent.
Natural decor.
It's only me and Sasha in a car. We rented the... I don't know what we rented. You rented the camera and then we used it one day before you left to Vilnius.
Stabilizer or something?
With stabilizer,
When the guy running on
Running by Malku Ilanka. Yeah,
look, this movie, amazing movie. Yeah. I really love it. Yeah. And the voice of our dear Alexandros.
And then, so before I went to this, we decided, okay, all the budget will go to decor. So that was the most expensive part of the project, the decoration
of
Japanese windows. Yeah,
at least it compared to French.
Exactly.
If you see budget sometimes. It's...
But the problem is that we went there with Sasha and we brought all the lights to do the test pre-light. And we've seen how bad these plastic windows are. And then I wrote to you. I said, this is horrible. Look at the pictures. And you said, of course, do like Matrix, the Japanese Japanese scene where Nemo, what's his name?
Neo.
Neo, the main character. Yeah.
When Neo is there fighting with his teacher in Japanese atmosphere. Can you shout out? Yeah, respect. And the sisters now, Wachowski as well. Shout out. Your influence is in Klaipeda too. So then I showed you the pictures and you said, yeah, go with the Japanese windows, and it worked 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It gave the feel, the different feel that we are almost there.
You could be in China or somewhere.
Or anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Nobody knows where you shoot it.
And after we finished shooting, I was listening No, I was reading poetry. I felt like, oh, I need some voiceover, but I'm not sure what it should be. And I found some short poem on the website. It's an old archived Lithuanian website with a lot of people posting their poetry there. So I picked one that kind of resonated with me, and I went to Alexandra's. He lives in Debrecen, not far, where I was editing.
It was really nice.
Yeah. So I took my recorder. I printed in a big font for him to read the poetry, and he read it through. And what was amazing, that we did maybe 5 takes of this poetry. He tried to read, because he likes to read poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So he started to read it like typically you read the poetry, emotional, like too poetic. It doesn't resonate with me. I said, Alexandre, and we were drinking some schnapps, of course, because he said, I will not let you out before you take it. Yeah, some food and schnapps, and we were recording. Said, but I want some emotion. He said, this is shitty poetry. I said, I know, but some lines in there, I cannot get out of my head. Just some lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said some example. I said, can you imagine if it's like your son running and he's running from something? He turns to me, pours some schnapps and say, my son died. I'm like, oh no, again.
Too late.
Again, the emotional topic, you know, for him.
Yeah, but maybe the spark that make for him.
Yeah. And I said, please read it without emotion. Just read it like you saying to your son. And he said, my son died. And he read it really like I wanted it to be, crazy. Like I used that cut and I chopped it. I took some, I shortened it a little bit. But it's mesmerizing to hear his voice. And unfortunately, it's the last voice and last acting of Alexandre's. I'm so happy that it was with us.
Mm-hmm.
So again, yeah, Alexandre Midi,
yeah, Alexandre,
Alex Midi and Alexandre's Szymanski's. And again, a second project together.
Mm-hmm. Was really good. Mm. I really love this project. Mm. Yeah. People must to see this movie. Mm. It's an invoice for me. Remember, just to finish on this,
mm-hmm.
just remember me this musician, American country musician, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
He have one song with speaking with voice a bit, you know, with vibrato or something, and really dark voice, slow speaking and...
Just and speaking?
Yeah, for me, if I close eyes, I will think, okay, it's Johnny Cash making... Off, yeah, yeah, off, you know, voice off on your movie, because it's really remember me this kind of voice mm-hmm. on the song. Not remember the title of the song, but anyway, it's mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, it was really amazing. Yep. And the image, because I'm also we go back to movie mm-hmm. culture. I was really impressed by Rocky. You know mm-hmm. this movie, Rocky Stallone.
See, Rocky.
It's one of my most emotional movie because mm-hmm. it's. Story like could take everywhere like the mm-hmm. real things
international right
yeah indeed. No any you know special thing simple story simple life
mm-hmm.
and just somebody who kick him own ass and go to the things and decide to fight with life and success
mm-hmm.
and so it's remember me the fighting you know movie mm-hmm. the main subject
mm-hmm.
and this voice with really you know emotional yeah it's again for me you made really good job it's
thank you as well. Thank all the team, of course. It's all our work. So, yeah.
The starting reason from I also hold you like.
Yeah, you've been with us. That's what I wanted to tell, that you've been with us. So it was Konstantin, Diana, Sasha,
mm-hmm.
and you as well were near and of amazing boys. Yeah. So
our Mr. Popov, but nobody see, but he's here.
Yeah, he was already with us. So there will be more. We will talk more about
the dark side of the work, you know.
Yes,
always on
yes.
the back. But
so the third project, our last project.
Funny, okay. So
funny because you came back from England and just decided that you want to go for a beer,
mm-hmm.
And we had Martinas.
Exactly.
Our dear friend Martinas, part of the team as well. Shout out Martinas Kundrotas, amazing human being who
nice was personality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So nice we guy. Met together, three of us, and we pitched you what we would like to do for a music video as a decor, and it was amazing to see how many ideas mm-hmm. Jumping out of Alexandre Midi.
Maybe solutions, no.
But you help us to propel in ideas because Martina's words were, I didn't know I can go so crazy. I thought I'm like, I should be like here, but with Alex, mm-hmm. yeah, it is possible. And maybe this part, oh, and this possible. And so on and so forth. It can be really wide on your creativity.
And respect budget. That's some kind of idea also.
That was the main yeah. issue with this project.
Because maybe it's not big. He not realize, yeah, it can be it's some people different, not especially mm-hmm. me, but I mean, Sound Enginer, for example, he can say to him, no, I will make effect. And he will say, ah, okay, finally, you know.
Sound engineer?
Yeah, deep mm-hmm. of possibilities suddenly opening to him.
Mm-hmm.
The same for decoration, because for me, it's like a use, you know, I'm not proud about this. It's mm-hmm. just normal things, I think, in this job that you need to provide people more deep possibility and said, no worry, we can do this. And I had to propose something that you can't hold, you know, in real.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good when you show off yourself that you can make for him.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be generous, I mean, mm-hmm. in decoration if you want mm-hmm. success. If you are generous and for you will be maybe times mm-hmm. more, not sometimes not money more, maybe few money, but the time you will invest by yourself. But how you will get after satisfaction mm-hmm. by yourself just to say, okay, it's made, it's good. Everybody happy, mm-hmm. important.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw many decorations, don't care about, you know, the main goal of the work. And
really?
Yeah, just people want red, okay, red, and don't waiting, know. Smoke mm-hmm. cigarette, mm-hmm. phone. Involved in the process, but nothing more, you know, mm-hmm. special like sweeting or
mm-hmm.
just normal, minimum things. Mm-hmm. Advertising in French, it's a lot like this.
Not extra. Yeah?
No, people 6 o'clock, like, hello, need to go home, you know, and... it's not the kind of my vision of the cinema or advertising. Or, but
but stepping from our last project, you saved some ass during your period in Paris film industry by doing extra from heart to put extra.
Yes, many times, but just in this direction to think like to propose again. Mm-hmm. Again, the same deep possibility that you can say, if you want, I can do this. I have small story in the script. The director said we need to make a funny moment in the was serial. Mm-hmm. And the guy, he said, I want a magic box, you know, a funny moment, but big saw. And the guy need to cut the person in two pieces in the magic box and separate, you know, like in the TV show. And he said, but we need to rent, we need... I said to him, we just need to build a box, you know. It's
and hide.
Yeah, eight wheels, two pods, you know, like... It's really, it's two blocks, you know, with four wheels on each and just separate. But I said, the things I need to build something quite massive because we need to have the actress face. So she's not contortionist. Mm-hmm. She's not from circus, you know. She's just normal people. So I can't ask her in small box to make like contortions. So I said I need quite massive box to put people quite sitting inside and
comfortable. Yeah, actress is comfortable, not professional.
It was even for them like hard on the neck, and but it works. And other side, and it fits, you know. So people will be like upside down, you know.
Another person?
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Two person, like four wheels.
Wheel, finally, yeah, yeah. But not in the small, you know, place, in like big, you know. And it works perfect, I mean, on camera, because it's quite easy to do just two box and separate. Yeah. And so funny works, and it was quite amazing to do this. But funny, you know, one point really important is we made a meeting with all team, you know, light team, assistant for organization of the, it was maybe 10 people on the table. And this assistant, she was saying like, so, okay, you will build a box. Okay, we'll build up. And she start to like, it's okay, he will be. And in decoration, you need also to be precise, you know, to say, careful, this box will be big, this box will be heavy. Like logistic again, like we need people to move, we need decoration to do, we need things special, you know, for this moment. It's not just like a box and we need to think and we need to do. So I said to her maybe two, three times, the box I will do, everything will be okay. But you must know that the box, even for the camera guys, you know, you need to prepare, you know, something. Depends how you want
the lens wideness.
Everything, yes.
To sell that it's smaller, not as big as to...
Exactly. To be ready to shoot, you know, fast. And so to cut maybe down. But I said, if we make big box, it's good to have also decoration on the box. And the day, maybe one day before, I start to build this box on the pavement outside of the room because no space to build. Not dirty, but piece of wood. And she passed maybe 20 times in front of me. And the day we put this box ready for the day, you know, shooting day, she like surprised, like, but it's big. It's too... We didn't get good relationship after
with her. Movie. Yeah,
you see,
we will not mention her name.
I didn't appreciate much how she suddenly.
But it's good example.
Yeah, but something you must not do in the shooting. It's to start too nervous with somebody in front of whole team. I met. I'm sorry. But I start to bitch out about her in front of everybody and was not really professional.
Yeah,
I admit.
You admit and you are sorry.
But I needed to say, you have this box in front of you from 2 days and suddenly you just realize that it's big, you know? And I'll say, again, no contortionist, no. So, small, not bad, but interesting stories.
Okay. I have a question. You put
your... Sorry.
Santé.
Isvekata.
Regarding... You pitch the idea... And you put a lot of responsibility to you. You don't worry that shit might not go well with your idea.
Exactly.
Might work, not work.
This is, I call it full stress, you know.
Full stress?
200%. Me, I'm easy sweating when I'm stressing. Not stress, but I mean when preoccupation, you start fast, really fast. I was totally wet. Mm-hmm. It was on the same place, same cereal, but the box. Mm-hmm. Story, I had this kind of fear. Yeah. So everybody watching for your effect.
And okay, how is it going to be?
Because this time they take time in the meeting to say, look, we need to make this effect, you know. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you know, the box was like, you know, oh, it's okay, it's detailed.
Not important, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, detail. But suddenly they want effect, you know. Everybody. It's
make it too serious now.
Entertainment for them, you know. Suddenly, like, why we need. So they look everything, you know, 20 eyes looking for you, like, how you will do. Me, okay, I have ID, and so effect quickly. The guy have wife, the wife leave the house. Funny, serial, huh? Everything is funny. Huh? And she let him alone, like, do what you can, I go, you know. Mm-hmm. So the guy start to make, for example, in this case was the cleaning, the clothes, washing.
Washing, yeah.
So he go in the garage, open washing machine, put, of course, the guy, huh? Too much product, you know, to wash the clothes. And it was supposed to make foam everywhere, you know, like mountain of foam or something equivalent, you know, but we can see on image, but it's too much. So, okay. So what is the things? Okay, you need to buy the machine. It need to work because need to, you know, actually turning. Button, everything need to work. You need to have also foam inside. So foam outlet, when the foam appear everywhere and be good, you know. Okay, so okay, machine we get, machine we transform, we cut the back, we cut some holes. Then we rent special foam machine for discotheque, you know, like quite big machine. And you see diameter, you know, start to be 20 centimeters. So you say, okay, now in a joke,
it's going to be a lot of foam.
And start sweet.
First.
Yeah.
We read this story for the Christmas special.
You already spoke about the story.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So start to wrap everything together, you know, extension to go to the machine, everything. Technically not so hard because it's just one place. And then all the team coming to garage.
I'm watching.
Yeah, because everybody expect. I thought. I thought everybody expect, but when coming people. And it was also some now famous people. When we made this serial, it was half famous guy in French, humorist. Now they're really famous, you know, but that's at this moment. So also, I knew them. So also, you know, this kind of external eyes looking for you and say, everybody like, okay, let's go. And like 4 o'clock, the last scene, you know, of the day. So everybody coming, Alex, you ready? I hope. Switching again. And then, you know, okay, motor, action, clap. Everybody starts. Okay, okay, the guy, he put the product, everything, he close, he start. And me, clack. Oh, okay, start, so machine. And foam suddenly, how explain, the pipe open, the pipe, you know, and the all the foam go in other side, you know, not in the field of the camp. So I got, you know, even for me, was every foam a lot, many places full of foam, but not the good place. So cut, we need to, okay, cut. And suddenly imagine, you know, like double sweating now because you have,
20 people or more watching you?
40 something.
40 people, stand and, by.
And suddenly you hear people getting out the phone from the pocket, you know, like, okay, not works. Like, okay, we were sure, you know, something like this.
It will take long
triple
time.
Triple stress. Because now I need to come back and to make them again, you know, believe to this effect.
Okay.
So my magic case again, fixation. So you get tape, like MacGyver, you know. And make tape. I found small towel. I put towel to be sure everything was sealed.
So no need take three.
Maybe I put 25 meters of this tape around, you know, the pipe, you know, opening and to like, we will get. And again, you know, just 5 minutes, you are because for example, 1 hour on this production was about 1 hour. About you can lose 40,000 euro.
40,000 euro, 1 hour.
30, you know?
Small apartment, one room apartment in 1 hour, go.
Because, they engage. Because the problem, if you exceed this hour after 6 o'clock, you need directly to pay a plus percentage to these light people, to these actors, to this. So it's no any chance you must to do in 5 minutes. So we wrap, and again, because what's other solution? Everything was work except this pipe, you know, this fucking pipe. And okay, let's go. The guy again, action, put, okay, start machine, Alex, I look, because somebody said to me, you know, it's time. Okay. And nothing, okay, nothing. I start again, you know, stress.
Panic.
Yeah. And suddenly, you know, it was, you know, this opening machine that you can see through. And I see in the back, you know, some light coming in. It's, oh, it looks work, but like really, no, better. And suddenly it was opposite.
Oh, too much, yeah?
Too, not perfect for the effect, but suddenly it was a lot. A lot. I think 1 meter 50 high.
Of foam.
In the back of the machine.
Yeah.
And start to cover all machine.
Yeah.
And crazy story, because it was everywhere, foam everywhere, but a lot. And I can just see, I was not looking them, I was looking, you know, my
machine,
effect.
Yeah.
But I look people, you know, you need to look, if need stop or something, and I see people with big smile. So you start, you know, stress.
Happy.
Yeah. Oh, cool, it works. And and the guy in the movie, we not spoke about this last time, but the guy, he was supposed to open and take out clothes or to be some action. Mm-hmm. And by himself, he took hammer and he wanted like to open machine with hammer fast, you know.
It's improvisation?
Yeah. Okay. Nobody expect this. And he start to broke the
glass.
So we can't make one more. So this take was the last. And he don't make special, he make by, you know.
Improvised.
Yeah.
Over improvised. Yeah.
So it was full of big piece of glass, you know, and full of foam, full of. And cut. Good, we have it, good, everything. Yeah, so, you know, stress and then he flying, you know.
Can I ask you? If somebody will tell you this before you started doing decoration and special effects, real special effects, real, would you go into industry?
No. My best friend, Laurent, my really best friend, he was working before me, like 15, even 20 years before me in cinema. He's a really good perchman, sound specialist. And he got also many good movies. And he said to me during 15 years, what the fuck, you're not going to work in cinema? And me, it's okay, I have my activity. And each time, and of course, when I start, I was thinking, wow, he was right, you know, he was totally right, because it's
really, it's your stuff. Yeah?
It's the first time in life I have a job make for, it's made for me. I not make for job, you know, this job made for me, you know what I mean?
So this stress don't scare you for whole life? It's somehow.
I'm easy go there because I easy have solutions. Not proud of it, you know,
of course,
but it's just when you find some job that corresponding 100% to personality, to skills, to ideas, to and the cinema found me, you know, I not found cinema, you know, and so maybe it's not good because you not sometimes fight too much to get these ideas or something, but it's really, I appreciate this moment, you not need to make any effort to success with something you like and like. Zero, you know, everything okay, and you can do this job without any headache or stress. Or, and this experience, for sure, it's
amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy things, but stress was.
I can imagine some people would be saying, I'm out. Thank you. I don't want this stress in my life.
Yeah, because it's long. Generally, it can be sometimes 12 hours a day. I already made 19 hours. Non-stop. From the morning to the night again, and need to do everything from zero and finish from zero. You know? So from the truck to the truck. Yeah, some experience were really, really hard. You go back home, you can't even walk, you know. Your feet are like pelicans. Too much tired. Yeah, crazy. But but everything, you know, experience what is inside and...
Jonas, any questions from your side? You are quiet today because you have a sore throat.
Thinking I have a few questions. Maybe one would be, but we'll have to wrap soon. So maybe the question would be, how do you deal with that stress? Do you have any, because we had that episode talking about stress. How do we deal with stress? Do you have any tactics that you do, things that you do? Do you breathe? Do you...
Do yoga,
grab a beer. or?
Really interesting question. I not use any external something special, you know. I think everybody have personal, you know, relation with stress. My best way to not get stressed is for me to have a mountain of tools around me, you know. Yeah. Honestly, it was because when I start, you have small keys, maybe you buy, you know, one drill, one few tools, but you always go to the chief keys and catch everything because he said, go my tools. Pierre, again, you know, he have a lot of tools, everything. So you go, you take. And me, because I'm born also in this kind of shop technical, and for me was like really feeling good. Like when
like
I was
home.
Young.
Yeah, like at home.
Exactly, because at home it was down. Our home was the shop. So, you know, you're sleeping on the shop, you know. So everything is down. You just need to go downstairs and get everything you need. And I was feeling the same for me about stress. I love when I see all my keys material. I know that everything there, I will find a way to use it to get the solution for situation.
Okay.
Or even I not have it, everybody looks at me like, wow, he's searching something. And sometimes, many times also director suddenly change mind and say, no, stop, we forget. It was like option for him. Mm-hmm. And he said,
cancel, yeah?
They said, yeah, I already knew this also sometimes. It's a bit, you know, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so being ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having duct tape, lots of duct tape.
Ready or not, like the food.
Yeah. Ready or not, here I come.
You ready?
You can't
do
hide.
It. You're not
find you.
Because you have, yeah, this list of things you can say, no, look, it's not essential. I want it to do, you can't do really, so better forget. And yeah, assume all the things after and make sure it's happened.
So he's exactly like us. He likes work so much that work relaxes him. Talking about work totally relaxes, like recap.
I love this job.
Not rehab, but recap.
Recap.
Yeah.
No, it's the best job I ever made in my life, for sure. Yeah.
That's a good statement. We have some more questions?
I do, but I think we should keep those for next episode, for part 2.
So it'll be a part 2, Alexander.
I can propose you some funny stories, some, you know, how you say, anecdotes. Mm-hmm. Anecdote?
Yeah, for the
anecdote
next
in French.
For next time, we'll have more of them than for me.
Yeah, because it also would be interesting to hear about the biggest budget projects, because the project that you worked in... They're small budget and there's schnapps involved. So
I have really interesting story about this huge budget. Really, really interesting.
Yeah. So we'll keep it for...
For next time.
Dessert for our
this,
audience.
Know, not plan meeting with famous actors, but...
Don't spoil it.
Spoil, but...
Yes.
Really interesting stories. Yeah. I have a full.
Yeah, so it's not last time Alex Mehdi will visit our podcast and share his...
We'll come back with better...
Thank you.
Better.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jonas. With pleasure. No, it's... I like, you know, many people... Sometimes I speak and, you know, I like to speak, but I don't want people to think that it's just for show or something. I just like to share, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I put me just in normal, you know. I don't think because cinema, everything. No, we're not higher. It's one famous actor in French said to finish.
Mm-hmm.
He said cinema is just wind. We not bring nothing. We not save children. We not save life. We not make politics. You know what I mean? It's just we reproduce the empty like wind, you know, but need to be like real. So... Mm. We not do nothing finally. We do something, but at least it's not essential for living and for human being, I mean. So I always, you know, this sentence always in my mind when you start, I never feel like proud. Many people feel like proud in this, you know, cinema French. Yeah. But yeah, I always try to get my mind always down and never, you know, just I like to share, you know, because
a lot of
to share your stories. Enjoy your funny things, and because many for next time it will be
we will expand
we will speak stories. About really funny.
We didn't finish our third project as well. We will keep it for later. We didn't explain in details what we were doing
there. Exactly.
So thank you for watching us, guys. A lot of support. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for all viewers.
Yeah,
and we will
we'll meet again this year.
And if viewers want one day to meet and discuss, it's pleasure, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, Jonas. Thank you, Virus. Thank you, Alexandras. Sasha. See you soon.
See you soon.
Thank you very much.
Tarkst.
See, we know how to do. You will put this on the...
Of course.
But I hope I won't fuck nothing. I'm afraid a bit about screw.
You liked our decor?
Yeah, really good. If I know, it would bring saucisson.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't know.
Next time, I will show, like, look, this time I bring saucisson.
Sasha's job.
No, it's really good.
Sasha. Oh, Beray.